right now it is Shirley Phelps Roper from the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, who I believe made the trip to the Super Bowl yesterday. Is that correct, Shirley?
That is correct.
How far is it from Topeka, Kansas to Dallas, Texas? How long did it take you?
Well, we stopped in Oklahoma for a funeral picket first. So the whole thing took us, we left at 8 o'clock in the morning, or actually 7:30 because of the weather. And then we got there about 4:30 into Texas.
Okay.
Into our spot, to our hotel.
Okay, you didn't go to you didn't go to Dallas to watch the game. What did you go to the Super Bowl for, Shirley?
We picketed. It was amazing. We saw, you know, tens of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we warned them. We warned them that the time runs out. The Lord is coming. This nation's destruction is imminent. They've sent away their day of grace. Going into that Super Bowl is pagan idolatry. Stop worshiping those fool ball players. I mean, that Roethlisberger or whatever the heck his name, we just call him Roethlis Raper. What's that about? What is that about? These people can do any kind of behavior, and these so-called fans, call them idol worshipers, mm-hmm. will still go running in there. So we were there for 3 hours. We were singing the whole time. We parody all these famous songs, you know, that they love. So we talked to them where they live, only we changed the words to make them way better. You know, like the Lady Gaga song, Telephone, we changed that so it starts right out. Shut up, rebels, you talk, God don't hear a thing. All you've got is lust, no will to just obey, obey. We get their attention because they recognize the tune and then they hear the words. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Hey, quickly, in Ben Roethlisberger's defense, he was never charged with rape, so...
Duh. That's because there's... This is a nation that respects persons. They're respecters of persons.
Okay.
He had two runs, two different people, saying that he raped them. There isn't going to be any fair hearing for those so-called victims.
Why?
Don't worry. I'm not sympathetic about the victims. If you get yourself in a position because you don't know how to stay home and walk away, step away from the drugs and the alcohol and the partying, if you don't know how to do that, you're getting what you ask for. When you go out and fall prey to some vile beast who thinks because he knows how to play football, he can do whatever he wants, and you just take it and like it.
I'm just curious how you know about Lady Gaga.
How do I know? Because I'm living in the world today.
Uh-huh.
Because I was watching a news item one day, and all of a sudden they have a news story about some award ceremony, and standing there is some bimbo with a birch. Not near enough clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who is that? And some of my kids said, oh, that's Lady Gaga. And they told me about her accepting an award where she said, for God and the gays, God hates fags. It's an abomination. So when she's standing up there invoking the name of God, and she's part of the priest-raped children pedophile monster, the Catholic pedophile whorehouse. So that is enough to know about her. Then you listen to her words of these songs that she sings. You look at her. You look. We're called watchers. I immediately went and got to the bottom of this bimbo, and then we picketed her. And one of my daughters, you know, just wrote the first parody to Poker Face, No Poker Face. And that song went, that parody went viral. We were talking to people in the U.K., we were talking to people in Australia, because the whole stinking world is bound down to this bimbo.
Shirley Phelps Roper from the Westboro Baptist Church. Okay, enough about Lady Gaga. You went to picket the Super Bowl yesterday, but on your way you happened to stop off at a funeral and picket that. I think that's what has the country so, and I don't even know how to describe the way the country feels
in
about
rage.
People.
Sure, wait, yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'm going to turn you down while I talk here, okay? Because this is my show. Do you find it insensitive to show up at a funeral and picket to make your point?
I find it the only kind thing to do to connect up the dots from your rebellion, your idols, your filthy manner of life to your dead children. I mean, that's what's going on here. God's promises are true. If you'd have bothered to read the Bible, you would know this. He promised, if you're going to teach these children that I'm a liar, that my commandments are on the table for disposal at their will, I'm going to bereave you of them. So you look up and the details of all their lives are splashed all over the TV and the newspapers, so you know everything about their lives. Plus, we've been standing on these streets every day for 20 years. We've done many, many high school pickets because we know that that is where those children sit in the classrooms and are taught rebellion 101, 201, etc. And in the lying churches where they rape children and teach you that God's a liar and that he loves everyone, when the Bible clearly says he hates people and that you have to obey him. The love of God is obedience. It's for those that love him and keep his commandments.
Shirley, I think we're getting a little off point here. The question was, is it insensitive for you to show up at a funeral when somebody's grieving the loss of a mother, a father, son, daughter? You don't think that's insensitive towards them?
Well, first of all, we're not anywhere near the actual funeral, but when the nation's talking about the dead soldiers and the dead bimbos and the dead children, then we're using the same platform you're using. We're not at the funeral. Like that picket yesterday. We were almost a mile away. I mean, on Saturday, we were almost a mile away from that funeral. Sometimes we're as much as 3 miles away.
It's not so much the physical location.
Right of way. What?
It's not so much the physical location, just the thought that it's going on.
No, it's the words. Why don't you say right? You mean you don't like these words. You think that we ought to be lying to the people. Look, we're talking to the living. Mm-hmm. Do you want to join that child in hell?
Shirley, I will agree with you on one point. I don't like your words. I got to stop this interview because it's crap. We got to go.
You.
All right. Thank you. Bye.